Welcome, folks. This is the first of several of a series of Celio Bytes podcasts. Yeah, I'm David Brass with Celio Technologies. I'm an executive vice president, and with me is Rick Olenek, our president. Where this podcast really came from is, we were kind of just sharing some ideas on how to bring value to our clients, and I'll tell you a little personal story. But I've worked in my past with hundreds of contractors, from hiring, just oversight of management, things of that sort. And what really came to me was recently I had a visit. I had a guy come over to give me a quote on some work in my personal home, and got talking with the gentleman. He was a good contractor, and basically, as part of that discussion that we had, he's sharing some of the problems he had with his company. He's just going through this period of rapid growth, and hopefully you guys on the line are able to see some of that too, but he's struggling with how to manage it. And, as we kind of peeled back his business a bit, we said he was going through this transition from being a hammer swinger to trying to become a manager, as he was bringing on extra people from his team and was really just struggling with how to structure his business, how to organize it and get to everything the way he was in the past. So, like I say, we realized that in the background that we've got, we could really bring some value to his company and others. So that's really what birthed the concept of this, is how can we bring value to companies that, might be in similar places as our concrete guy. So we'll get into the agenda here in just a minute, but I'd like to start off by introducing Rick Olenek with us.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the introduction and sharing that story. As we think about how to communicate best with our large community of clients and even larger community of installers, contractors, fabricators out there who simply don't have the time to sit and read a long blog of one of many, or one of many emails hitting their inbox on a daily basis, we figured it'd be best to put together something as an audio to, share with folks, what we can to, help the business. I think when we look at our place in the industry, we see that there's a lot of folks out there who are doing installation work, doing field service work, and many times feel pretty much alone. They don't have big associations, big groups of people, getting together and talking about what are some of the latest things you can do from a business process and or technology, application of technology to have an impact on your business. So David, I think it's cool that, we can come together, say, here's another medium. And, you can hear it in our voice. We're far from professional when it comes to podcasting and recording our voices. I probably, chances are pretty high, I'm never going to want to listen to this back because just listening to my own voice kind of, makes me feel uncomfortable. But we think it's a great way to get information out to the people that could use it, so if we're able to share some information, tell some stories, in our world we have about 15,000 customers who use our technology on a daily basis. Those customers are oftentimes calling us, talking about efficiency, talking about profitability, talking about automation. How can we do it better? And David, to your story especially, if somebody is growing, and all of a sudden you're going from a Google Calendar and some pretty intricate spreadsheets, or maybe even some sticky notes in your car, truck, at your office, to a system that's automating information and allowing you to scale, take more volume, and do it without without adding many people to the staff and or trying to duplicate yourself. So I think we've got a lot of good information to share. And David, I think you're going to be an excellent host, bringing in different guests, bringing in some of the largest installers in the world You know, maybe even, you know, some of the, you know, smaller guys and gals who, you know, just, you know, run a really efficient ship, you know, and they're able to leverage, you know, leverage technology and business strategy to do some things that are nimble and cool. So, you know, I'm really super excited. I'm super excited for Celio to be the part of bringing this together. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a fun ride. So thanks for signing up to do this for us, David.
Hey, great points, Rick. And yeah, I'll second that, guys. With our first podcast, yeah, this is not professional quality, but I hope you're finding value in what we're intending to share over the next several podcasts. But let me start out with a fact. You know, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce, construction and contracting businesses had the highest failure rate of any other business. Up to 96% of these companies will fail before reaching 10 years in business. So again, you know, what we're trying to, you know, really get out of this one, this four-part series we're planning. But we'd like to narrow down the top 10 reasons most field service companies fail and how not to fall victim to the common pitfalls. You know, in this series, you know, we want to share reasons why these companies are failing, and not only to help you avoid it, but also to help you really thrive in today's business climate and help scale your company where you're growing responsibly. So again, over the next several sessions, you know, here's the top 10 list that we'll be working with, so you have got a good idea of what we're going to be speaking to. Number one is going to be really working in the business instead of not on the business. You know, this is going to really speak to the transition of an owner from being a hammer swinger to a manager, and just helping you identify the places where you can grow and scale responsibly. Second one that we're going to speak to is understanding the cost of doing business. There's a lot of hidden variables, you know, to consider that cut into your profitability. So we're going to talk through what those variables are, how to weigh them into your business model, you know, the way you're quoting jobs and just managing that side of it to understand really what your cost of doing business is. Third one's going to be how to communicate value. You know, part of this is really making your business stand out. You know, there is a lot of people in the industry doing what you are. So we want to share some things we've came across and ideas we've heard and seen that will help make your company really kind of stick your head above the competition and stand out. Fourth is going to be follow-up. You know, it sounds basic. A lot of us always talk about good follow-up, and yeah, that's nothing new. But, you know, in the end, you could have the most amazing craftsmanship, but you could still lose referrals without getting that follow-up right. So just talking about that customer experience and, you know, more than just the quality of work you do, but in the manner in which you do it. Number five is what we're, you know, I think most of you were really experiencing with what we call the can you justs. And what this means is that you're out there working a job and your team is going to have additional customer requests. You know, they come out and say, hey, while you're here, can you just? And we want to just speak to that. You know, I think everybody goes through it, and we want to kind of help you understand, you know, what you should be entertaining, maybe what you shouldn't, and how your team can address those. Number six is going to be how to use technology to help your business. You know, there's a lot of reasons to use technology, and most companies, they say on average, are using between 3 and 6 different apps to run your business. So again, benefits of technology can be huge. They can give you instant answers. They can give you work history, job details, paperwork, visibility, and you can have your whole company right there in your pocket. So again, we'll show you how to use some of those technologies and apply them to your business in ways that help. Number seven we're going to speak to is going to be the benefits of automating what makes sense. It could be the basics, you know, sending your customer an automated reminder the night before. It could be follow-ups. It could be client communication. But again, automating, you know, is the most common things that you do every day can really help save time. And that's really what it's about. How many minutes can you save? How more consistent can you make your business and your team? Number eight we'll speak to is going to be risks of not adapting to change. You know, change can come in a lot of forms. It could be maybe you need to evolve your business model to today's business climate. It could be the services you offer, you know, the way you recruit talent. But yeah, there's a lot of pitfalls that people experience just trying to keep the status quo and keep things the way they were. So again, we'll talk about the risks of not adapting and, again, how your business can adapt to that change. The ninth is going to be building your team. Yeah, I think there's more people leaving the building trades today as there are entering it, for sure. And as, again, as, more people are looking to have that, do-it-for-me mindset, the demand will continue to rise. So, again, recruiting is going to be huge. You know, how do you find the right talent? How do you grow the right talent? Well, we're going to show you some examples and kind of speak to some really exciting ways that people have got and some creative ways that they've found to bring in and maintain good talent. And the 10th topic and the final one we'll wrap up the blog series with is talking up your team. You know, interesting ways to showcase your team's talent. You know, sometimes you're going to have people that might not speak English as their first language. And, you know, you've got some exceptional people on your team. But I think, you know, a lot of folks don't do a great job showcasing that talent. That starts right at the sales cycle. So we're going to give you some examples on how to do that and, you know, what we've seen that's working well for other companies. And again, help get that head above your competition. So over the next three series of these blogs, here's what you can expect. But we'll be looking to take on several of those 10 topics on each podcast. We'll talk through it. We're going to be partnering up with the gentleman, Bill Burdan of Burdan Consulting. And he's got some great insight from the industry. And we'll likely be inviting some guests that are already working in the trades and are probably going through a lot of the same, pain points that you might be having. We're going to wrap up each podcast with a written blog that'll kind of speak to the high points of the discussion. So that way, if you're driving down the road or you're sitting on the job site, then you don't have to worry about taking notes and you'll have that content. So, guys, really excited to get this out. And, again, I'll pass the mic over to Rick for any parting thoughts.
David, that was a lot of really good information, a lot of value to be shared that, I'm certain will have, a large impact on several different companies. Again, just from a goal perspective, what we're looking to do is, we're going to keep these conversations going and we're going to be striving to provide value. Some of that value becomes in also engagement back, from the folks that are listening. So, customers and other people in the industry, you guys listening have some feedback for us and you want us to talk about different things over time. We will certainly be open to that information and work hard, to provide you value. I think the one thing that always strikes me, David, is, we have these conversations with folks and, I've seen you personally, you have an impact on people's business. And again, whether it's, how to manage subcontractors, how to do some pricing, so that you're profitable. You have, years of experience, and you have, an everyday group of people that, you're helping. And, just the fact that you're willing and able to share that, I think is going to be absolutely outstanding. So look forward to being a part of the ride and watching how we do, having special guests over time and delivering all the value we possibly can. So thanks for putting it together and we'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks, Rick. And thanks, folks, for watching. We'll expect our cadence of the podcast to come out roughly every 2 to 3 weeks and look forward to catching you in the next one, guys. Take care.